photoshopped. You just, I mean, you know, ask the viewers here, guys, how many of your childhood photos have been photoshopped? That's just not normal. That's a massive red flag. He is the creature of the globalists and their intelligence agencies. We know that his time in Chicago, the man never evidently had a real job. He was a street hustler organizer. We know that him and the current mayor of Chicago, who's widely reported to have been one of the top Mossad operatives in the United States under President Clinton, that those two earned a lot of money turning tricks, homosexual tricks, in the biggest gay bathhouse in Chicago. Now, what a background for President of the United States. It is.
Well, that's why
there have been all kind of reports that his wife is not a female, that she is, in fact, Michael, I forget the last name.
Mike the Spike. Yeah, I know. That's a nickname I added. Now, listen, apparently they were coming off of Marine One, and the wind blew, and it showed this package. There's this financial guy, and he even went further than me. He said, this is obscene, but it's hard to believe how humorous it was, and there's such an uproar over it. He said that Mike, not Michelle, needs to go back to being a man and should be in the zoo beside some rather named gorilla at some zoo. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. I mean, that's a little over the top.
Well, I mean, yeah, and that particular incident, by the
that's a little over the top.
Obama laughed about.
Yeah, well, he laughed over the...
I mean,
these
people... love to pull the wool over the sheeple's eyes. We're the sheeple. And laugh at us.
Right.
And this character is the most obscene of a long string of obscene characters. I mean, you had...
I got a new term for you, Bush. For this guy, because he's photoshopped and he doesn't show documents to prove where he was and what he was doing. I call him a cyber creep. How's that? In other words, he's a creature created in cyberspace, but he's a cyber creep. He's literally walking around in our reality, but he's actually created in cyberspace, photoshopped and everything, all his false documents.
Well, on one hand, you hate to get into this bit of arresting former presidents, but on the other hand...
Why would you withhold? Because if there's two rules, one rule for presidents, they can get away with anything, and one rule for us, it means we have a royalty again. And we don't want royalty.
Yeah.
We don't want a royalty.
Oh, we threw the British royalty out in 1776.
even the Parliament restrained them, and the royalty could keep the royal titles, but they really didn't have royal power. The British Parliament basically said, that's why they took the control from the Magna Carta.
Well, you have to really look at who the royal family is. I mean, was Queen Victoria... really the daughter of the then Duke of York. And who was the real father of her husband, the prince consort. And then you have to look at Princess Di, who has strong Rothschild blood on both her mother and biological father's side, which means that the future kings... of the United Kingdom, Great Britain, Northern Ireland, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and about, I think, 16 or 17 nations will be Rothschilds. Getting back to delightful Obama, he's one of a string of absolute jerks. The son of George Bush, grandson of Prescott Bush, he was clearly at least bisexual, if not homosexual. He was a cocaine addict and a drunk, as Brock is a cocaine addict. He went through several treatment centers, but he always had this boyfriend that would come in, supposedly a reporter, but he really wasn't a reporter, made many late-night trips to the White House. And then, of course, before him, you had Bill Clinton. Now, I will say nobody ever accused Bill Clinton of being gay or bisexual. He didn't have time. He was trying to spread his to half the population. He didn't, and was doing the best he could. He was a disgusting individual with the morals of an alley cat, a heavy cocaine addict, as was his devil-worshipping wife, Hillary. All these people, many deaths around people that could expose them. And then let's see, before that...
You know the kind of death they had. I've developed a forensic term for the kind of death that happens around Hillary. It's called fostercide.
Yeah.
And actually, the Cirque du Soleil couldn't do some of the acrobatics this man had to do before he expired. If you look at the forensics of the grass and the powder...
And the blood that ran uphill. I thought that was real
You
cute,
couldn't do either. It. You had to violate the laws of physics and the laws of gravity and the laws of powder burns and everything in forensics. But
this is the end of the year, and we look back and we also look forward. And we now have a president who's very colorful, but he's outside of the box. He intends to clean up the swamp, and I think he does.
And by the way, this man is a lot tougher than he says on the outside. He wears level 3 body armor. Do you know that our troops in operation in Iraq don't do that? He has a special Delta Force around him that are hardened probably even as good or better than the so-called Presidential Security Force. So he's not a wimp.
He has his own people. They provide protection up to 2 miles
around. You've got to understand that he deals with some very unsavory people. Remember now, he's succeeding in a zone called New York City. That is one of the toughest places on earth to do business, and this man's thriving, which means he's a badass. He's not exactly Mr. Whip.
Well, it's now come out that the recent exercise with the specially outfitted C-130 and several specially outfitted helicopters in downtown Manhattan was a test exercise in case they had to rescue him. I knew it had to be either a threat to him or maybe, you know, something, a test run. He's serious about not being taken out. Let's go back to George Bush the First, Poppy. He wasn't named Poppy because he was such a good father. He was named Poppy because he was deeply involved, basically most of his life, in the illegal heroin business. And before that, you had Reagan. Reagan did some good things, but he was very deeply connected to the whole Hollywood crowd. But he was enough of an outsider that they 90 days into his presidency, they almost killed him to put George Bush in the White House. Didn't work out. And then before that, you had Jimmy Carter, who was quite a character. But I didn't like him when he was in office, but I respect him a lot more when he's out of office. He actually is a human being. Before that, you had Jerry Ford, who played football without a helmet too many times. And then Tricky Dick and LBJ, what a delightful monster he was. And I think the last really decent president was JFK, and he had his warts too. But we've sunk. You don't get much lower than Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, that was our purpose.
Or whoever he really is.
That was designed to destroy the office of the presidency by being the scummiest, lowest life, Satanist puppet who was willing to do almost anything. That's why I call him the Abomination. How do you like that? The Abomination?
Yes.
And
that's exactly right.
It's like the Terminator. We have the Abominator in the office to destroy the U.S. Constitution, make certain that no one has rights, and eventually lay groundwork for police state.
Well, as I was just talking to a good friend of mine recently, I've had on your show before, Jeff Tivoli, about these characters. I said, look, they pick people that are so immoral and so deviant and so sick and so evil that no matter what they tell them, they have no moral compulsions or compunctions about doing anything. You're going to start World War III. Yeah, let's let it there. Let it rip. Yeah, hey, all right, Satan, let's go. You know, they don't, there's no moral code than evil.
You know that kids' movie out now called Minions? They make it all funny about these little fireplug-looking minions. But guess what? Obama's got his minion certificate. He's a minion.
Well, I want to see, this is what I really hope to see in 2017. I want to see prosperity like in the 50s and the 60s brought back to America. And I want the truth to come out. I want the truth about Obama and what he's done, who he is, who's been behind him. The same with the Bushes, the Clintons. I want them to face criminal charges. I want the truth about 9-1-1 to finally be officially recognized, and let the truth let it fall where it may, and that includes Mr. Netanyahu, who was no doubt aware and involved in it. All this needs to come out. America has been the doormat for the globalists and the Satanists for too long. It's time the American people.
Do you know the reason why that America is this way? I'm very good at diagnosis, both health diagnosis, geopolitical, and spiritual. It's a gift God's given me. The diagnosis comes back down to the diagnoser. Our churches, if we were totally Christian, 78% of the people in America say they're Christian, would never vote for Hillary Clinton, number one. They'd never support a candidate that supports abortion of any stage, first or late to trimester. They'd never support foreign policies that would do regime change and kill people and do evil things to actually support ISIS. Even Erdogan, who's a Muslim, is directly finger-pointing that Obama supports ISIS and ISIL. And he was supporting the rebels against Assad. And he said, do you know that America is actually... And then, of course, this is at the point where they're giving him man pads this last week to really screw up Trump's attempts to try to get peace. And Putin doesn't call Obama. He calls and says, hey, when you get into office in 3 weeks, come on down. We're going to help you work out the peace treaty and get this place stabilized. This is Putin. No wonder... The Russians are being expelled, but Obama's going haywire. I can just imagine this crazy narcissistic fool having what's called an Obama fit. You just imagine how ticked off he is, screaming, probably throwing things around Mike the Spike's home, upsetting him or her, whatever the heck she is or he is. They actually got a new term in Canada. They consider it a form of abuse if you don't call somebody a Z-E instead of a he or she. And also,
hell will freeze over before I do that, but go ahead.
Most Canadians, by the way, are going to tell the Z people in Canada to go to hell, too. Because the Canadians they're quiet and they put up with a lot of stuff, but they're not going to take it too long. That's why even their attempt to register all the guns in Canada, eventually Canadians say, we're not doing that. We're just not doing it. So the RCMP had notified the government and said, you know what, this program isn't working. Nobody's walking in here. Even if they live like 2 doors down from the RCMP office, they were saying, you know, they're telling us to give us the middle finger. I remember when I was back from Georgia in Nova Scotia, and I asked one of my patients, I said, he wanted me to go rabbit hunting with him. So we're going rabbit hunting. I said, how many guns does he have? He said, oh, about 45. He says he belongs to a local gun club. I said, what did you do for the weekend? He said, we made 70,000 bullets. I said, how the hell did you do that? He said, we had a bullet-making machine. We got it from a trade show down in New England. I'm thinking, wow. I said, what kind of guns have you got? He said, oh, we got to rate everything up right to anti-aircraft guns. You got everything up to anti-aircraft 50 caliber guns. I mean, do you understand? I talked also to my friend who's a police officer in Akwesasne, up in what's called between Quebec and Ontario, the house sit for us for 4 years, a home that we had up between Lake Temiscaming, which is a big damn lake. It's about 140 miles long. You don't realize how big Canada is.
Big lake, yeah.
Big lake. Anyway, he was half Algonquin Indian and half Scottish, so he was quite a character. And he was taking training from the Israelis, too, because the Canadian government brought in these foreign trainers from Israel to train them on tactics and weapons and so on.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the problem.
And he was telling me, tongue-in-cheek, I said, how likely is it that they could ever take over the native reserves? He said, these natives up here are the toughest characters on the planet. I mean, nobody, including Delta Force, would try to take them on. They got anti-aircraft, they got mortar, they got everything you could imagine. And I said, if you start moving a tank division in here, they'll just wait until they blow the tracks off your tank and then throw a firebomb inside and then just cook you inside the tank.
Well, the Canadian tanks are really old, too.
We're not talking about just...
They're early German Leopard 2 tanks.
Right, but the thing is, what I'm trying to say is Canadians are a little less more soft-spoken than Americans. You push them in, they're the same as Americans. People here in North America, Canadians and Americans... Americans won't put up with a bit. In fact, if Hillary got in, I can tell you it would be a hot, deadly, bloody revolution immediately. And I'd be right there passing out technology to make damn sure.
Well, she didn't. Yeah, it's too bad, Hillary. And now you can worry about, is there a rope at the end of the the end of 2017 for you.
No, actually, your picture, I think, is a better one. And this is a better saying. Is there a rope at the end of that staircase where you're being helped up?
Yeah, they're helping her up the staircase. There's the rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I think of Canada and the Prime Minister, I think of him going in the gay rights parade, and there's people all around him, men in women's underwear, and it's the most outrageous stuff you can imagine. And here he is with his tie on and all, and he's the Prime Minister, and he's walking with these characters. And there's kids in that parade, too, and I mean, it's like...
Well, no, they changed the title that
way. Kidding.
They're not Prime Ministers anymore, they're Prime Morons.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you go down this libtard road, and it's a road of anti-Christian, satanistic immorality and stupidity, because to go down that road, you have to be pretty stupid.
Well,
you have to
have
gotten up and taken a stupid pill and say, what's the worst thing I can do to myself? Oh, yeah, I can condemn myself to hell for all eternity. Let's do that today.
If you were to make a movie, you'd call it The Road to Hades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Or with the Vikings. I saw the Vikings last night, and, you know, it was a very dramatic episode. The Road to Valhalla. And by the way, Odin's not a good guy. He's another name for Satan.
There's a local author who wrote a book on something about Valhalla. A very good book. But anyway, I think in 2017, one of the things that we as the American people need to be insisting on is that the criminals that have been ruling over us for the last couple decades finally be brought to justice. That the get-out-of-jail cards are gone. They disappeared into premortal dust. They're gone. And Barack Hussein Obama, or whatever his name is, and the dear Bushes and the dear Clintons, that it's time they answer for all the crimes, all the murders, all the thefts, all the many evil things that they did. Remember, we are in an economic depression. We have 105 million Americans out of work because of these clowns and the people behind these clowns, which are the global banking cartel families. And we need to, you know, we need to bring these people to justice, or they will try to do it again and again and again and sneak in and manipulate us. You know, right now... you know, there's always this question, is Obama in the last few days going to try to do something really nutty to get a war going somewhere involving Russia? I don't think he can pull it off. I think if he tries, the generals will stop him.
Don't underestimate, okay? This last week, he's being man-paged to ISIS and ISIL, and the guy that blew the whistle on was Erdogan. I mean, the last man on earth, I figure, would blow the whistle on Obama, the abominator, is a Muslim head of Turkey. Man, so now...
Well, I think they finally came to agreement with Russia. And I think with the election of Trump, he realizes that the globalists have lost control over America. He had to wait for that. He had to make sure before he leaped... convincingly into bed with the Russians, and so he's going to make his money one way or another.
I'll tell you what happened to Erdogan. He got trumped because I guarantee that the regime change with a special attack on his nation and was managed by the CIA. It had all the fingerprints of the CIA on this Erdogan attack. And Erdogan...
Or Mossad, or combination thereof.
Well, they all work together hand in glove. I mean, the Mossad, you know, I got a term from one of my buddies within the CIA, because I know these guys firsthand, and NSA. They said Mossad is just the trigger finger of the CIA in the glove, okay?
Take it to the next step. It's the globalists who are controlling it.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
CIA is not a power into themselves. They are one of the tentacles of the global banking cartel.
The octopus, yeah. Absolutely.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This article, Trump, Soros would be a would-be dictator who threatens the New World Order. I mean, these guys are in such panic mode, they're telling the truth. And here's Soros having a panic, having a hissy fit, literally in the open media, saying exactly what they think. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, George Soros should be arrested on so many counts, but because of his involvement in military coups and so forth, I think he should be charged as an international war criminal. He should be hunted down, arrested, tried, convicted, and hopefully convicted under a law that allows the death sentence, and he should be executed for his many crimes and the literally hundreds of thousands of people that...
If anybody is squeamish about squeezing the syringe, do you think I would offer to squeeze the syringe?
No, I want to be the hangman. Like I say, I'd have to announce maybe there's a little bit of a problem with a trap door, so it won't be a quick hanging. It may take a while. There may be some dancing and struggling going on. But at the end of the day, he'll be dead.
And hanging actually is a pretty quick death. What do you think is the most painful?
Well, only if you have a trap door. No. If you hoist them, it's not a quick death.
What do you think is the most painful death?
Well, I think the crucifixion that the Romans used was high up on the list.
No, the most painful death is death by a thousand cuts and using salt in the wounds.
Oh, yeah, well, the Chinese. Now, I don't really believe in torture, but then again, there's nothing wrong with letting him in, kick around for a couple minutes while he's hanging, because these people have killed so many people and have ruined so many lives. And you see, we're not, except for people like you and I and some in the alternative media, these people never are even called to account for the evil, the vast evil they do. Let's look at the color revolutions, which are a big part of the triggering event for the stampede of all these people from Arabia and North Africa.
Well, I'd ask you a question first, though. Where do you think that George Soros lives?
Upstate New York.
Yeah, he's got a home in upstate New York. Why don't they just go grab him? It's like you can drive there.
He has a get out of jail free card, but I'm hoping it's about to be canceled come about January 20th.
Well, because one of his minions, he supported Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in their elections with millions of dollars. That's why he thinks he's impervious to any kind of prosecution.
Well, I mean, yes, but there was violence involved, and that's a direct violation of the U.S. Patriot Act.
Well, MoveOn.org wouldn't exist without him. And MoveOn.org is a criminal organization, and so is Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. The list of indictable felonies just in the United States, not counting all the color revolutions, the Ukrainian war, all this stuff, that he's been deeply involved in, and all the deaths from that, just the United States part. You're probably looking at 100-plus felony charges.
But do you know he can't travel to Britain because he'll be immediately arrested in Britain for manipulation of the currency, the British pound sterling?
Look, if you will go into one of these gas stations that sell everything, convenience centers, okay, and you pull out a little 38 and you say, give me all your money, I'm tough, I'm rough, give me your money, and you walk out with $79 or $159 or whatever it is that you walk out with, assuming you don't get shot by the cops, you're looking at arrest, trials, convictions, sentencing, you're looking at probably spending 15, 20 years in prison at a minimum, okay? Now, these guys kill untold hundreds of thousands of people, ruin the lives of untold millions and millions, and, well, they're honored members of society. They walk around, in their Rolls Royces, and they have their bodyguards and their big mansions they live in, and they have the audacity to go out and make comments, and their globalist media reports on it like they're some great hero. And this dichotomy, this one set of rules for the super elite and another set for everybody else, that's got to end. And we need to bring these people to justice. Their day in the sun's over. They're going in the dustbin of history, but they need to spend the rest of their lives, if not hanging from a rope, then it is certainly in a prison, where their lives are strictly regimented, and some of them need to be in the Supermax. I think it's around Terre Haute, Indiana, or somewhere. There's another one where they're literally behind a bank vault door in a hyper-secure area. And they need to be treated like the dangerous monsters that they are. That includes the Bushes, the Obamas, the Clintons, and all their minions, their facilitators, people who were in the White House with them that facilitated it, former Vice President Cheney, Dead-Eyed Cheney, and all these people. They need to face justice. Look at what happened with 9-1-1. They killed, over 1,000 American citizens? Doesn't that meet the definition of mass murder? What do you do with mass murder?
Almost 3,000. Plus, since then, yeah. I've taken care of firefighters and fire chiefs, et cetera. They're still my patients right now online and in New York City and Sullivan and traveled there. How many people do you think died since then that are rescue people or something?
10,000 probably?
77,000 so far. 77,000. And you think there's up to 250,000 more that are dying that are on our list. So we're up to around
that's what happens when you use micro nukes in the center of a city. You know,
well, it's all the metals. I mean, it's the asbestos. It's the volatile chemicals. Did you know that the amount of dioxins and dibenzofurans that block your folic acid 5-methylfolate reductase enzyme doubled on the planet by vaporizing those buildings because they had 5,000 tons in both each tower. Of these were step-down transformers in the walls of the building. It was an old technology for step-down transformers to have these oils around the step-down transformers in the walls of these old buildings.
Yeah, wonderful.
5,000 tons per building.
Do you think the people that did this give a rat's behind?
No, in fact, remember the dancing Israelis? They were documenting in Israel because they were working for the CIA, and they were so bold that they know the CIA contracted them and say, we go back to Israel, we're documenting, we're going to show it in our news. They were going to show it in the open news, and they did. That's why when the Saudi Arabian king says, hey, this summer, hey, America did it to themselves. Here we have another Muslim, a Wahhabist. The king of Saudi Arabia is supporting ISIS, which, by the way, we do, too. And now Erdogan's saying it as well. I mean, we're not saying that's Deagle, psychotic. He's in a psychotic state. He's saying it's like when the president of Turkey tells you and the king of Saudi Arabia tell you, maybe you want to damn well believe it. How's that?
Yeah, well, they're up to it in their eyeballs, but they're admitting it, you know.
Well, they're admitting it because they're also caught in this game, and they're also victims. So even though they're caught in this game.
Dr. Bell, the truth has a way of coming out. Sometimes it percolates very slowly through the surface. You can bury it under a ton of crap, but the truth has a way of coming out. Why? Well, the truth comes from God. God is the truth. Satan is the father of all lies. Yeah. And, you know, if you sit back sometimes, you can tell a lie. You can tell it by its vibrational frequencies, by its taste, its smell, how it feels. There's just something about it. And most of these people in political office, you can tell when you're around them, they're not right. Just like about half the Catholic priests I know, you can tell that that there's something wrong with a lot of them because they're gay, they're living a publicly false life.
Well,
there's
a lot of them
people like that. You can tell.
Tim, I'm going to be sarcastic, which of course I'm good at. They were often, before they went into the priesthood, they became altered boys. Do you like that?
Yes.
Bend over and become altered. How's that?
Altered. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was recently at a major Catholic school of theology. And it's actually, there are very few students anymore. They have this great big infrastructure, but it's become so gayed out that most straight men won't go in anymore. It's really disgusting. This is the deliberate attempt to attack Christianity across the board, and the morality of our culture. And we're also, of course, being attacked medically, scientifically, just vaccines. You could write not a book, but a whole series of books on the absolute dangers of vaccinations. and that it's deliberate, and they know that it's deliberate. They know what they're doing. And I mean, I have friends, children, Alzheimer's, and you know, various things that could have been prevented that were caused probably by the mercury and the vaccines and different things.
You're talking about ADD and ADHD. We call it BOF.
Yeah, like that's term? What I'm talking about.
BOF, but yeah. Make it simple. Brain on fire. Brain on fire. I remember I had Russell Blaylock.
Look at the use of Roundup, banned in half the world, but U.S. tax dollars try to force third world countries to accept Roundup. Roundup is one of the most monstrous drugs out there. If you use cotton swabs, or a woman uses tampon, that cotton is not only sprayed in its, during its life cycle, but it's sprayed immediately before it's harvested with Roundup. The same is true of wheat. You should not eat any wheat product that's not organic, period. Or any, you know, I like oatmeal. I eat organic oatmeal. It's I buy it at Aldi. It's not hardly any more than the regular organic, just a little bit more. But I prefer to leave the Roundup out of my morning oatmeal. Some people probably like Roundup. Well, you know. There was the funny thing where the in a congressional hearing, one of the lobbyists for Monsanto, he said Roundup is very safe. You could drink a glass of it, and so they got a glass of Roundup set in front of him. Said, "Go ahead, we're here. We're watching the cameras. They're on. Go ahead, drink it." He said, "Are you crazy?" Uh-huh. I mean, we have people that are deliberately doing population reduction programs to kill us off.
Well, they can't kill you off until
they
can't kill you off until they kill your common sense first.
Well, they're doing that with the mainstream media, and young people don't have life experiences. I see some of these because remember I taught for several years in a college, and I see some of these kids that they don't know anything. They don't know. Who was president during the Civil War, when the Civil War took place, what's the difference between the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. They don't know who was president during World War II or World War I. They have no concept of what the Federal Reserve is. They don't. If you don't know who you are as a people and your history and your culture and the history thereof, and the role that religion plays, if you don't know that and have an understanding of it, you're putty in the hands of the most evil people on earth manipulating you.
Do you know the
knowledge,
you know, the strongest
is shield, you know?
Tim, I got a joke for you. Do you know who makes the best snicker, you know, ha 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 ha, in the universe?
No, what?
Satan, when he thinks you don't but think he exists.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's a top
and
snicker.
That is one of the biggest goals of a routine Satanist control is to convince people that God doesn't exist and Satan doesn't exist.
Actually, I got a statistic for you. I found this out about 10 years ago, and it still holds. Did you know that 93% believe in Satan and 87% of Americans believe in God? And you know what my answer is? 6% are in a lot more trouble than the rest of us.
Yeah.
In other words,
yeah.
They believe in Satan, but don't believe in God.
Well,
difference between 93 and 87.
I hope they like it hot.
Some like it hot.
Where they're
like
headed is.
Let's all call spiritual have a narrow peppers. How's that?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, ultimately, you do it to yourself. People. And I know you've had multiple near-death experiences, but. Frequently, and I studied this many years ago when I was in grad school. I had a course, a seminar on death and dying, and Dr. Lisbeth Kubler-Ross had just written her book, her first book. And one of the things that they find many times with people is that it's not so much that God is sending you to heaven or hell. It's you. You can't stand.
You just accept your choice. I got a joke for you here, too, another one. I'm kind of being sarcastic and funny today. I was talking to
Avi Lipkin,
for example. I had him on the show. He was really good. He was on last week. We replayed him on on the day, you know, Monday. And I asked Avi on the break, I said, Avi, now you've been spoken to thousands of churches and synagogues. Have you accepted Jesus yet as Yeshua HaMashiach? And he said, no, I'd have to check out on the Mount of Olives, his hands and his feet for the holes, you know. I said, well, you know, when I had my near-death experience, I was a little Catholic boy, 8 and a half. And when I went down the tunnel of light, guess who I met? I met a Jewish Jesus that had a tallit on. And I was raised as a Catholic. I'd never seen one before. Even though my family bloodline go back to the Cohens, that were actually the direct blood descendants of Moses. We're in the Sanhedrin with Joseph of Arimathea. So they were the leaders of the Maronite Christians in Lebanon and Syria that founded the first church in Syria. My first church was founded in Syria, by the way. Do you know that Damascus is only 10 miles from the Israeli border? 10 miles.
Yeah, it's not far. Yeah.
10 miles. You can walk, okay? So anyway, I said, when I met him, he was a Jew. He had a talis, and it was spattered with blood, and I could see the purple tassels. I had even never seen one before as a little Catholic boy. I said, the man that I met was a Jew. What do you think of that, being a Jew? That when I died, I met a Jewish Jesus.
Well, and
he had no answer. I totally silenced him. And let me tell you, I've known Avi for 25 years. He was speechless. He said, he didn't know what to say. He was thinking, I don't know what to say, Dinkle. I know how to box people in. So eventually I get them to the point where they're in what I call apoplectic shock. So
the
I'm hoping,
trouble with that is I do that myself sometimes. But the next time you talk to them, they've hit that giant
Listen, I'm able to pull the scab off and stick the knife deeper.
Well,
I'm really, really good at it.
That's what it takes, you know.
My wife says, you have the social graces of a pet rock. I said, no, pet rocks are much higher than me. I have the social graces of a cockroach or a rat on the dinner table. Not good.
Well.
But I'm going to wake you up, whether you like it or not, and I'm going to show you the truth. And I'm not going to lie to you, because I have to face my maker. Believe me, I've been up there. I know who my God is. He's real. I like that name, Israel. He is real.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find gain some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back. Yep. And welcome back. And Tim, we were looking at your picture on your blog of the Shroud of Turin, by the way. Yeah, by the way, that picture of Yeshua Jesus is how he looks, actually. And he had auburn, not brown hair, and a reddish beard. It was pulled out in chunks, and he had vertical hatch marks across his forehead from the crown of thorns shoved down. He had holes not in his hands, but his wrists and his ankles, not his feet. And he had a double-corded belt, a golden belt with a golden sash across his tunic that he wore. It fell to the middle part of his arm, and the edge of the tunic and the edge of the bottom of the tunic on his legs had a golden margin. What you have to understand is when he appeared as the Father, he had a talus on, which is a purple threads, and it was spattered with blood. So as I mentioned before, you know, people need to understand that, and I'll explain this without getting too deep into it. God's given me skill sets in the spiritual side, and some of them I'm not even allowed to talk about. I didn't have a few minutes in heaven. I had experiences that would have spanned in lineal time, because it's basically the eternal now, 500 years. So I have knowledge in areas that no man has ever talked about before, ever mentioned or written or ever spoke about before. Some of them I'm able to give a few analogies. One of the things that he told me is our entire fixed universe that we call our known cosmic universe is literally an elemental particle, a water molecule, in a butterfly in a larger universe where God is still God. That just shows you how great God is. And he can be concerned about every hair in our head, every thought of our intent of our heart, and everything that was or will be in every universe and everything that ever was or will be.
Well,
and
how I try to describe it in a simplistic way is we are the living
thought of God.
Living thought of creation.
Well, I'm going to make
an ongoing living thought.
I'm going to make it a little bit more.
Thought encompasses that just the known universe that we know.
I'm going to crystallize
literally
it.
Literally billions and billions of galaxies with
Tim,
billions.
We only have
billions
a minute left, and I got to crystallize this. We are the bride. We are the what's called the Philadelphia Christians. You, I, and the thousands of other Christians that are real on fire, trying to save the burden of humanity from eternal punishment and destruction. We are the Philadelphia Christians. We're the bride. And the bridegroom is not going to show until the bride's ready. And the bride is getting ready because this is, I use the term apocalyptic. In other words, I like one of the pictures you used to have about that wall. I know the apocalypse is coming. I don't know when. I have some signs. I can tell you the signs are, thus saith the Lord, like the peace treaty in the temples, sanctified on the Sukkot, a Sukkot. I don't know, but it's soon. But I can tell you, because we know the apocalypse is coming, so is the bridegroom, Yeshua. And as we see the years go by, and this is 2016, we're a heck of a lot closer to the apocalypse and to Yeshua coming back. And he's not going to come back physically, externally, unless he comes back in our hearts and makes the bride ready. We're getting ready. We're being put through the fire of things like Obama and Hillary Clinton and horrifying things like pedophilia and human sacrifice and child murder and, you know, illegal things like ISIS.
But you know, you know what? Stepped up this time and voted against that, and that's a positive thing.
Well, I think what happened is God is with us, and I, you know, God has a sense of humor. He even got the names for our president and vice president to be the trumpets of God. If you don't take that seriously, he has a sense of humor. He's given us the trumpets to wake us up. 2017 and beyond, that we need to stay in repentance, not let the king of Nineveh and his sons of literally fell away and stopped repenting and judgment
fell.
Folks,
get right with God and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. May it be not only Happy New Year, but a a righteous new year, a godly new year, a place where you not only say Merry Christmas, but bless you. In the name of the Most High God, may you have a wonderful year. We'll be back tomorrow with our last day of show of 2016. The sale is on, 7 for Heaven. Order now.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.